Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 2NU Podcast once again. Today, I'm finally alone, dude. You will have the privilege of looking at me today and then looking at that hideous thing you see every week, bro. I'll tell you right now, it'll be me and only me. Let me know if you can hear me out there. Shoot me out a text. Let me know if everything sounds good on my end. But other than that, we're on a Thursday night. Al Fresco is going online. So if you hear bass on the background, no, I'm not bouncing my booty to it. It's just there's a lot of music in the background and a lot of people enjoying the week before Thanksgiving, having the festivities out there. Come on down. Enjoy yourself, man. It's going to be open until 9 o'clock tonight, or I think till 10, since there's a lot of stuff going on and a live band in the process in the background. So, but other than that, man, today's guest, I got a special guest with us today. We have someone in the podcast that is originally from the RGV. He's been making quite a bit of noise coming around all around the valley. Great music coming out of that side of Mission, Texas. Shout out to Mission, Texas, the home of the Mighty Fighting Eagles, right? Home of Tom Landry and the Demers. We got some great talent coming out of Mission, Texas. And without further ado, guys, I want to invite Mr. Domingo Elias to the podcast. What's going on, man?
Hey, thanks for having me here. I'm excited. I'm actually a little nervous, and I hardly ever get nervous. I don't know why. It's the environment is so, like, I want to play some
jokes on you. What did you do last night? No,
que juegan on a PlayStation.
Yeah, you were in here like, man, this looks like a gamer pad, bro.
the studio is real rad, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, with all the nice decorations we got on the wall, thanks to all our sponsors and people that have contributed to the podcast, man, we fill up the pod, and everybody that brings stuff, we put it on the wall. And as you can see in the far end, right in the left-hand corner, I got Metal Vi, who actually donated the shirt off of Baby D's back right there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, unos saludos a los chavos de Metal Vi. Yeah. Real good friends. I had known them for quite a bit. Alex, actually, since Alex Medina, since I would say ninth, eighth grade.
Really?
So I've known Alex for a long time, but a good shout out to the guys. I know they're doing amazing things themselves, so yeah. Good job for them.
Tell me something, man. Was he really into hair back in the day? Because he came in talking about my hair, and they kind of freaked me out a little bit, Domingo.
I don't know that. I don't know that part of Alex.
It kind of freaked me out, like, what? My hair? Really? Okay, dude, I won't let that one slide. All right. I won't let that one slide. Keep writing the music. But but no, we got you on the podcast today. I know you had reached out. It was about a month ago, if I'm not mistaken, and I was pretty, like, freaked out, like, who's sending me an email? And I go, I rarely get emails. Everybody hits me up on Messenger or they just call the office phone, and we mentioned them. We tried calling back ASAP, but when I got the email and you gave me all the information you got, I'm like, Jesus, yeah. Who is this guy? I gotta check this guy out. What's going on? First of all, I mean, before we get into all that good stuff, man, tell us a little nitty gritty about yourself, man. Where you grew up, where you came from, and how we got into the business.
Claro. So I am from Mission, Texas, home of the Mighty Mission Eagles, Tom Landry, the Detmers, and the Taylors, Jamar Taylor, the man, Irvin Taylor. Let's shout out to my buddies, outstanding football players, right? You were mentioning football, Arita. So
yeah.
Anyways, graduated from Mission High School. But one thing I always like to point out is, while I was in high school from ninth grade all the way to 11th grade, I think, we were migrant workers. So I never had like a summer to enjoy myself.
Right, right, right.
Even though si trabajamos en el algodón, cornfields.
Oh,
Plus, that's how we made our money, right?
Pay your dues, pay your dues.
Take care of the family.
Yeah.
And then once I graduated high school, here I thought I was going to go play college ball. You know how you think.
Oh, well, yeah.
Until you go up north and like, yeah, you know you're not going to play college ball. And once I that reality hit me.
What are they feeding you, dude?
You know, they're a lot faster up there, brother. Yeah. So that reality hit me, and my time, the rest of my time in college was – I was just effing around.
Right.
I was spending money that my family didn't have.
Right,
I was
right.
Calling home every so often for, and you know, we grew up poor.
Right, I hear you.
So one day, I don't really say this a lot live or to the people. Mm-hmm. My mom showed up with my brother all the way to Salt Raw, South Point, Texas.
Oh, shit.
She showed up all the way over there, and I remember in her small little minivan,
mm-hmm.
and she made me throw all my crap in the van, and she just snatched me. It's like she kidnapped me from college, and she brought me home.
I
was out of the blue, brother, yeah. That was probably one of the best things she ever did.
Yeah, okay. So
bringing me back. Mm-hmm. You know, fast forward, I met my son's mom, right? We're not married anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Joined the Marine Corps because I really didn't have any direction. I still couldn't provide for my family.
Right, right.
I was still trying to figure things out, right? But pues bien que, I went right away to make a kid without even having everything. You know, I got you.
It's
life. And I joined the Marine Corps, and another one of the better things that I ever did in my life. You know, I never regret joining the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I went to boot camp, I was regretting. Like, what am I doing here? Estaba cabrón, bro. It was hard for me to adapt. It was
right.
I thought I had a hard life. Boot camp was, man, otro pedo. Excuse me.
A whole different experience.
It shocked and awed my ass.
Yeah, I got you.
Did 5 years in the Marine Corps. I got out of the Marine Corps. Went back. Worked for the U.S. government as a private military contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Worked Iraq, Afghanistan, I think 8 years total.
Oh, okay.
And conflict. I mean, we're protecting U.S. diplomats. Well,
thank you. Thank you for your service, man. Thank you for your service.
No, bro. Thank you for the thank yous, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And during my time when I was in the Marines and even as a contractor, I was already writing music.
Right.
But all that came from my dad. My dad, rest in peace, él era un compositor de música.
Really?
I have a lot of CDs. My dad would have his friends record his music in the 80s, 90s,
right,
2000s.
Right, right.
But it never materialized to be something commercial on the radios.
Right, yeah.
Now, my dad would go to Reynosa and buy his little one-hour segment at the radio station, the AM radio station.
Yeah,
order.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was his time, and all he would push out there, he would take the time to push out all his original music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I know, my mom always tells me, you know, your dad is well known in Reynosa because of his time in the radio over there.
Right,
so
right.
So he's got a big following over there as far as his music, his compositions, música original.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm here singing music that I write, I also have the honor to sing for both my dad and myself because I sing a lot of his songs that he wrote.
Giving your dad a voice.
That are mine. But and now I'm in the little short time. Not saying it in an arrogant manner. I think I've accomplished things that my dad wanted to have done with his music.
Right. Okay.
So I'm kind of achieving things for the both of us.
Right, right.
You know, that's the reality of how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Que yo creo que estoy haciendo esto por mi papá también.
I got you.
And
yeah.
It feels amazing. The Pura Vida Music Awards in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up winning and getting recognized for Single of the Year for Soldado Lisiado.
Wow.
And that song my father wrote.
Right. Oh, there you go.
My dad wrote that
song.
There
you go.
And really, when they said my name, Raul was there. He recorded the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I was crying, man. Like, literally crying. It wasn't like let's act the crying.
Right.
It hit me because my dad wrote the song.
Yeah, so
like,
no kidding, yeah.
My dad just got his recognition. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
He messed the... I felt elated, man. I couldn't believe it.
Right, right.
And so, you know, yo no sabía, at a young kid, when my dad, I would hear him sing when mm-hmm. he would write.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that during those moments when I was younger, it was kind of being embedded in me.
Because
now I write.
There you go.
A lot of my music.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I took that leap of faith in myself, and it's been a little under 2 years
mm-hmm.
that I've decided to turn, I guess, a professional artist, a recording artist.
Right.
I never planned to sing. Mm-hmm. So I said, let's just go and do it. And the first song I recorded
mm-hmm.
was a song I wrote for my dad when he passed away in 2010.
But oh, okay.
That was the first single I released. And mm-hmm. after that, here I am now.
That's awesome, man. I mean, considering the fact that you already at a point that you had the roots already as far as the music being by your dad actually being made and written already, you kind of had like a blueprint already ready for you. So, you know, to actually take the next step, not only for yourself, but bringing your dad along and exposing his music to a wider audience. Yes, and to win this award, I mean, the feeling itself, I'm pretty sure it was just like off the charts. I mean, you have your feeling of your firstborn, you know, your kids, right? You feel you have your all that great stuff. But when you accomplish something for somebody that's, you know, has pretty much molded you through your years growing up, and then they're not here.
Yeah.
And at that one split second when you receive this award, it's like asking for a favor to be down there with you, to be there to accept that award with you.
Yeah,
you know, and that's I mean, it's breathtaking, bro, when you talk about that.
It felt amazing. I recall, and because I see the video with the man quite a bit, I do look at that video mm-hmm. that he recorded when the name was called.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I said on stage was, you know, like, I think my dad, you know, I'm sorry I'm crying or something. It's just my dad isn't here. And I remember the host says, no, your dad is here.
He's here.
And yeah. Dad, like, me pegó más.
Yeah, yeah, of course, man. Of course.
It was an amazing experience. And that feeling was also the same feeling when I first heard my song on the radio.
Nah.
The song I wrote for my dad. Now, right. The first time I heard it on the radio.
Right, right.
It was almost the same type of feeling. Like, oh, my God, dad, like, this is for you, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It was amazing.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome. So we already went, we've gone from thinking you're going to be an NFL player.
College, oh man.
Went to college saying, I'm going to become an NFL player. And then realizing, what the fuck was I thinking? And then mom comes and kidnaps you from college saying, vamos para atrás para la casa. And you come back, join the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And do your thing, you know, what you need to do, what you're supposed to do is what you're being told in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And then you come back home and you say, you know what? I've been writing music just like dad. And you find all these cassettes. I'm thinking it's cassettes at the time.
A bunch of CDs.
CDs. He converted them over?
A lot of CDs.
Okay. Yeah, those CDs. And you're going back and listening to these and you're like, dude, I mean, I want to do something with this, you know. And go, I want to show dad that, hey, you know what? I'm going to make you proud, dad. I'm going to make you proud of me right now. Even maybe proud of you, or you are proud, but make you even more proud for doing this. And you and I are going to do this together. And this happens, man, you've I'm not going to say you peaked because you haven't peaked yet. But I'm just saying that moment, I'm pretty sure you're feeling, you know what? This is it. I think I've peaked right here. This is as good as it's going to get.
You know, you're right. Because when I heard the radio and the song, yeah. Radio, like, I made it.
Yeah.
But at that moment, I felt like I already accomplished everything.
Right.
And then when I got nominated to my first music awards in San Antonio, which was the seventh annual All-Star Music Awards, I won on that one the new male artist, the new upcoming male artist of the year.
Really?
So that was an awesome feeling. And then 5 months later was Pura Vida Awards, where I won single of the year.
That's awesome.
And I feel good. Because I'm 2 for 2.
There you go.
Things that I never did the music for awards. I did it. Mm-hmm. If you know a little bit about my story, because of where I've been, I have pretty bad PTSD, mm-hmm. depression, TBI, traumatic brain injuries, mm-hmm. Things that I've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had not gotten into really focusing on music and going into a studio and singing,
mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe I wouldn't be here. I'll probably be in jail. Mm-hmm. Or I was just constantly drinking. I was... like, you're really feeling down,
yeah,
and then you want to feel more down, like feel sorry for yourself.
It's like a downward spiral. Yeah.
You want to feel like you want to just keep feeling that pain, and
right?
And no, I decided to not go that route,
right?
And I also decided, I think ultimately, to not be a statistic that 22 mm-hmm. a day where mm-hmm. they see veterans,
yeah,
take their lives. I was almost there,
okay,
and I decided not to be that statistic,
right?
Now. That's not to say that it's not a struggle every day. Just because I'm making music and you see Nombre, he knows sometimes he doesn't hear from me for 2 days because mm-hmm. I'm in pesco and I'm there and I'm drinking. I don't want to talk to nobody.
Right.
Even now I go through those struggles because it's never going to go away. But
right.
I'm not going to give in to not being here fighting
right.
one day.
You know right. what I mean? Right. I hear you.
It's rough, but I kind of have learned to figure out a way to manage it. And the music has... Mm. Absolutely helped me be alive and happier than what I should have been.
Right here. And see, and that's the most important thing. When you have, I mean, family can, when, I mean, I've never, I can't really speak with experience of me going through that in particular, you know, being depressed and all that good stuff. And, hope if I ever do, I have families behind me. But the best part of it is having friends behind you that kind of pull you through also. And you have those friends that keep an eye on you. Hey, man, how you been? What's going on? What's it like right now? Hey, is there something I can help you with? You know, that positivity in your life helps out a lot. Now, an important question is that, while you've already did the writing, and now you're doing your writing also on top of that. Mm-hmm. Are these music or the music you write, as far as the music itself, is it past experience? Is it something you're feeling at the time? Is it something that you just, a friend told me a story about this and I'm going to write about it? Books you've read? What inspires you to write that, your music? I mean, what's the... your muse, yeah, that's the correct word. The muse, right? Yeah.
Well, so for example, Nada Es Igual, I was mentioning to you that was the first single I recorded, but I wrote that song in 2010 when my father passed away. And the lyrics to that song is pretty much everything I was feeling and what I experienced. You know, I write in the song because when I wrote the song, my dad had just recently passed away. Mm-hmm. Nada Es Igual, my first single that I recorded. Mm-hmm. And I talk about Cuando miro tu camioneta afuera de nuestro hogar, me lleno con alegría porque pienso que ahí estarás. Mm-hmm. So at that moment, even though I knew my dad had passed away, every time I would see his pickup truck as I would drive down the road to my mom's house, my mind would like say, like at that little, small little moment,
right,
like,
right,
dad is there.
Yeah.
And that's why I wrote it, but I knew he wasn't.
Yeah.
And then when I opened the door, I say, solo recuerdos tuyos quedan. It's only his memories, right, his photos and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the song that I wrote of what I was. And it helped me grieve because, man, with the PTSD and my dad passing away, then it was Father's Day, and then it was my birthday, man, and all that.
Really, it trickles down, man. It trickles down.
Me pegó. And so I wrote that, obviously. And why do I say all that? Because I'm telling you, it's life experiences.
Right, right, right.
Yo Prefiero Vivir Solo. It's another song that I wrote. It's also about how, you know, we men prefer to just, you know what? I write how I can't ever make you happy. And instead of walking on eggshells, I'd rather just live by myself. I was writing on a song.
Right, right.
Like telling my significant other at that time, right, mm-hmm. I guess. And then at the end of the song, which I've done a music video to all this, you can mm-hmm. see me going back to the house like, I'm coming back. You know, like,
right.
You don't really want to be by yourself, but, you know.
I just need time off, babe. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Let me be me. Yeah. I got you.
And let me give you an amazing example. Ooh, right?
Yeah.
Or am I saying it right?
Yeah, you're saying ooh. You just call. I think we're going to change that next year. I'm getting confused. Like, just Mark. Don't say that.
Mark, I'll give you an amazing, I think it's a badass example. There's a song right now that I'm working on that I wrote mm-hmm. 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
Se llama Mensaje en mi Teléfono.
Okay.
I'm going to tell a quick story on that one.
Yeah, go for it.
So 4 weeks ago when I wrote this song, I was on one of those moments where I was drinking. And I've been talking to this person, right? I'm going to say names or anything. And she came over to the house, but I had the garage closed. Everything was closed. She couldn't access. She couldn't come in. And I was telling her, hey, through messaging, because she was parked outside. You got to go. And she wouldn't give up on me. Like, she waited literally two hours. And I'm not saying it to brag. She wouldn't leave until she sent the message. In other words, I wanted to be by myself. Like, déjame en paz. Nothing against her. It's just, I just need to be left alone. Mm-hmm. And she left a message, a minute long, a message on my WhatsApp. And then the last 13 seconds, she says, yo sí te amé como la canción, yo sí te amé. Right? Those little 14 seconds. So, man, I started writing. Dejó un mensaje en mi teléfono con su voz casi llorando. Como dice esa canción, yo sí te amé. Right, so I wrote a whole song that we've been working on at the recording studio. That right. It's going to be my next single.
Right,
I already went and chingas to go get it registered and copyrighted because I don't like to release my songs until I've done that part. And the song, brother, the arreglos y todo, it's awesome. Mm. And so that little message that she left me, even though I kind of pushed her away, I ended up sending her a message. Hey, I wrote a song of what you left. Can I use this? I told her, can I use the last 14 seconds of where you say this?
15%. I need 15% of that.
thing, you know, hey, because I already had a vision in my head of how I wanted it to sound.
Right.
And right away, no, tú sabes que, so that that little part, that's how my song starts off with her talking.
Oh, shoot.
So it's her actual voice. The organic, the actual message that she left. It starts off. Que Dios te bendiga, yo sí te, and then the instrumental kicks in as she's finishing it.
Wow.
And then the song goes off.
Bro. There you go. Dude, that sounds
it's a better song.
That sounds awesome. Sounds like a novella.
And you know what? And the whole song is very like emotional, like that. Like right. A novella, but it's badass.
You know, and that's something else. I've noticed a lot of Latino artists that are doing now. When I first saw it, and I hate to mention this guy's name, was actually I don't praise this guy or anything like that. But R. Kelly would make his videos, and he would make them into like a long story. His whole album was a story.
Yeah.
And I noticed
I was a fan of the dude, and got, musically,
I see a lot of Latino artists doing that. Like they'll release like a digital album on Spotify, and you hear the music the way it's supposed to be heard. And I know it's not cheap to make a music video.
No.
It's not. It's expensive as hell. You know, you gotta find the videographer. You gotta find the sound guy. You gotta have the right acting coach to teach you what you need to be doing in this scene. On top of that, I've seen a couple of local valley artists, even hip hop artists that have done it too, that make their albums into like a story. And you're like, wow, man, this is really developed into something awesome, you know, and they're getting noticed for it.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool about it. But I mean, like, we're going back to you writing that in particular song with that voice message and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, other songs, how many songs you have released for under your name right now?
Under my name that are mine, with that one that belongs to my dad, I've written five total, six originals,
mm-hmm.
one that my dad, and the rest are covers. Actually, no, I've already written seven originals that I wrote.
Okay.
So La Lisiado that my dad wrote, and then the others are covers done uniquely our style. When
okay.
I say covers, I don't copy the same arreglos,
right?
And
right.
I don't use the same instruments. Actually, on cover songs, I try to pick songs that a whole different genre that don't use accordion,
right? Right.
Whatsoever, to so they can see how we implemented our right. sound, our style,
right?
And they could see that we didn't copy it exactly like the original was.
Exactly.
Wow. So showing that respect to the original cover.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Now, and when, I mean, as far as I've seen live before, there's a video I posted on for the commercial where you're doing a live performance at, I'm not sure what club that was. Where were you at exactly?
I think the one you might've posted is where I'm wearing a blue shirt.
Yes.
That was the Pura Vida Awards.
Okay.
Where I won the single of the year.
Okay. Okay. And as far as like venues or gigs, I'm pretty sure you've gone out already out there. What's the fan base look like? I mean, as far as anything, I mean, consider the fact, you know, I know you've done it, been doing this for a couple of years already,
yeah.
You know, and being in El Valle, I'm just saying 956 RGV. And when it comes to local art, like we've talked about this millions of times, you watch the podcast, when it comes to people that are rock artists, that are hip hop artists, solo artists that are not Stilo Latino, you know, it's tough. It's tough because it's hard to get that people to turn their heads to listen to this, and they don't want to do it. They're more focused to the country, to the Tejano, what actually flourishes down here more. It's like to hear a rock band is like looking at a sore weed in the middle of the highway. You know, it's there, but we're not going to look at it. You know, it's just the way the people are down here. I'm sorry, no offense, but it's the truth. That's why I asked you the fan base.
So
I mean, when it comes to that,
let me touch up with my el género, right? Let's talk about the genre first. Mm-hmm. Like my music, when I get interviewed, you haven't even asked the question yet, but most of the time they ask me, well, what do you consider your music? Is it? It's yo siempre pongo I'm a norteño, tejano, and conjunto artist, because like mi mala suerte sounds more conjunto, como el perro con el gato, a song that I wrote sounds more conjunto. My music, when I record a song, I don't go and tell my guys I wanted to sound norteño, I wanted to sound Tejano. It's hybrid. We get the whole instrumental
right.
fusion together. Y como se oiga, mm-hmm. that's the way it came out. Why am I saying that? Being a original independent artist, meaning being new to the scene,
right,
and trying to push todavía new original music, so mm-hmm. they don't know you, they don't know your music,
right?
It's very hard because I'm not. Yeah. I didn't start off pushing cover songs. I started off pushing my music,
original music.
So it was hard, but once they started hearing like the Nada Es Igual, man, that touches a lot of people. I remember right. I did the video release at a local at Era 03 or 03 in Palmview.
Okay.
People went, and I had people crying. That was my first song that I released. Mm-hmm. And when I moved those emotions, I knew, I don't care who tells me what, I know I have something. Because when you're able to create these emotions for people, sabes que tienes algo ahí. Now, to answer the question, how's my following or my fan base here? I think the last 90 days has been the best and most increase of people following, liking my music,
right.
really
right.
listening to my music.
Right, right.
We performed at the Avocado Fest in City of Far.
Far, yeah.
Man, mm-hmm. when we went up there, we were the second band that went up on the 956 stage. People were far off, and then I was starting to call them in, and then once they started hearing my songs that they probably heard, se acercaron, and
right.
I had people dancing.
Right, right, right.
And singing. I even had, again, two or three people cried on the Nada Es Igual song that I wrote, and Soldado Lisiado, the song that my dad wrote.
Right, right.
Those are super strong songs. Mm-hmm. And I feel that people are starting to know who I am.
Right.
Me as a person, but by my voice. También. Mm-hmm. Ya cuando lo oyen. Yes. And then I have this thing that I do. Uy, uy, uy. That's my thing. Like my grito.
Yeah.
That's my unique grito. And people already, a lot of times they'll send me a comment. Uy, uy, uy. Like they're already identifying me with that
right,
thing.
Right, right,
where
right.
We already discussed I have to do a shirt with a thing.
Right. Hey, you better.
But I think it's going to take time. I mean,
right.
I haven't even hit the 2 years, man.
And, right.
But by the grace of God, I've gotten these awards, these recognitions. I've actually been on Take 5 on Channel 5.
That's awesome.
Been on, performed at Burt Ogden already at the,
oh, really?
The big arena there. Mm-hmm. Opened up for a big Mexican artist back 5 months ago. So that was an awesome experience. And I think the crowd is slowly coming around.
I got Cruz Senior Raul. It's in Domingo Elias. 0-0 in the house.
Pero hey, aquí lo tenemos.
Just say something, bro. No, man, nah, I hear you, bro. I hear you. I mean,
it's not easy. I mean, you were talking about how the rock. I don't play rock, but I'm assuming it was hard to get people here. To one thing, I wanted to add without disrespecting anybody, mm-hmm. I get more. I won't say fan base, but more like attention in a good way mm-hmm. out of the valley than I do in the valley. Mm-hmm. And I hate that I'm saying it like that, but it's harder. I have to work twice as hard here.
Yes.
Than I do in San Antonio, Laredo, or Corpus.
Exactly.
Out there, they're like, they want to take pictures. Not because that's what I want, but
right.
they're recognizing who I am.
Exactly.
As far as an artist and my music and what I write and the lyrics. And here, it's like, I'm barely lighting the little spark.
Yeah,
and it's hard.
I hear you. I mean, and I totally understand, because it's like in every artist that's come in here, that's through any genre of music that's come in, has said the same thing. One of my buddies, my little brother, his buddy is Sean Mecca, and from what he used to do back in the day was a hip hop artist. Now he moved to like a country. Thing and. He just exploded now, but here he's known. They know, he has his fan base here, but I've seen the videos when my brother goes out with him in San Antonio, Houston, out of the state of Texas, bro, there's people that invite him to weddings to go sing there too. And I was like, dude, and he's like, yeah, man, it's weird. Cause I never thought I'd get that. And go, it's different. I mean, when you step out of what me and my buddy like to call the bubble of the valley, it's way different experience out there. So, I mean, but we'll come back right now because I got to shout out some sponsors. But we're going to come back and talk about the big uh, discussion of Meta, what happened to my buddy here. That's why if you guys are looking for his Facebook page, don't worry. I'll put the QR code in a couple of minutes because there's a beautiful story behind this behind this one. But hang in there, man. Don't go anywhere. First shout, I want to give a big shout out to Este Nonos Constructions, residential, commercial, remodel, anything you need done, remodel or renovated. These guys are great. They're, to my book, are the number one guys you want on the scene to help you guys out. Give Tony a call right there on the screen. Hit that QR code. Let him know Chewy News selling you. Now, if you're not interested in doing a commercial base or you want to get a parking lot done for your business, you can hit them up also for another concrete solutions. They're doing wonders over there. This guy is constantly busy. If you leave a message, he'll get back to you ASAP. Just leave your name and number and let him know that. Don't let him know Chew sent you because he won't answer. Let him know Ooh sent you because he'll automatically hang up and he's still Chew stole some $50. But a big shout out also to Pandora's Box Tattoo Parlor with Freddie Honda, one only one half of popular loner. This guy does, he's a tattoo artist during the day, all week. On Wednesday nights, he holds a Bible study. Head out to his parlor shop. If you're not doing anything on a Wednesday, you know, instead of walking the streets doing daños, hit this guy up, go check out, listen to the word for a while, man, and give your life a different change on what it has to be done, you know, and try to walk that easy path, man. This guy's a great guy. Hit him up, and he'll let him know Chew and who sent you, man. But those are a big shout-out to all our sponsors, man. I appreciate you guys helping us out every month. Everything you do, every little cent counts, helps us out to keep this nice little podcast running. Without you guys, it wouldn't be possible. So back with Mr. Domingo here. He's doing his social media. He's checking out. Well, I got a phone call, man. I think it's I'm not sure who this is. Well, let me look here. Like, oh shoot, it's Selma Hayek. She wants my number.
is somebody calling you?
I don't know. But we were talking earlier before the podcast, man. We were mentioning about if you were saying before that you had your social media up and running on Facebook. Yes, it was running at 100%. You were putting up music, and I had seen that you were putting up a lot of music on there. And all of a sudden, it gets shut down. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on screen. I want you to explain everything, and I'm going to give you guys a QR code that you can go directly and follow this gentleman and catch everything he's pushing out again, all over again. He had 4,000, 5,000 followers, bro. Yeah. All right? And now Meta just said, yeah, no, it ain't happening. We're taking you down. So talk to us. What happened?
Again, it just sucks, right? Because I keep throwing this independent artist. If people know what that means, is I'm the one that pays for everything. I'm the one that has to put the time in everything. Nobody else. It's me, right? Trying to grow my music, grow my image.
Right.
So my original or my last Facebook Meta page was permanently removed. And what I got on my message was that copyright infringements or that everything that I was posting that was actually, that is my music, that I'm the owner to, that I wrote, that it's mine, that I was, that I shouldn't have posted it.
And I don't get that, bro.
Me lo quitaron. And guess what? Shout out to Mr. Rennie Roland from Kicker Daddy, right? Mm-hmm. I ran into him at Taco Ole like a couple of weeks back. And he did a video. He told me, bro, they had just taken my thing off. Dude. And he said, and I told him the quick story. And he said, bro, trust me, that happened to us. And it's because of the same thing you were mentioning.
Right.
And I had like 11,000 followers.
Jesus Christ.
So I was like, man.
That's horrible.
Bottom line, they removed my stuff because they were questioning that I was the owner.
Right.
I ended up reaching out to, you know, when you do your what is it, customer support or, like I said, business support.
Right.
And I didn't know you could have finally eventually talked to an actual person on the other end. When I had that person representing Meta on the other end, and I was explaining my situation, they were really trying to help me recover.
Right.
At the end, she or he, whoever it was, says because it was permanently removed through AI and algorithms, we can't recover it back. Jeez, sorry.
Man, like, that
all they could say was sorry. Start all over again.
Pretty much wah, wah, wah.
And through this platform, Chewing New Podcast. Thank you. I know you were showing me how you were able to create that
QR code. Oh, a big shout out to Rosie Villa. She's saying hola.
Hey, Rosie. By the way, Rosie Rap Promotions, she is my promoter. Every time I release a song,
there you go.
Send it to her. She pushes it out to other radio stations.
That's awesome. So that's awesome.
She's my promoter.
Gets to toss some rotations. Yeah, there you go.
She's been with me, I would say, a little over 3 months now. I think we're hitting 4 months of working together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, at the end of the day, it sucks. I had to kind of just swallow that pill. Mm-hmm. And focus on starting all over again. In a little under 4 days, I think I'm almost hitting 300 followers.
There you go, dude.
I mean, it's not 4,000, but I'm working my butt off to get my
just followers. Like Miley says, it's the climb, my man.
And y pues, ni modo, ¿qué le hacemos?
No kidding, man. And I was telling you earlier that I'm going to go ahead and switch over to the three. And the main code's still there on the bottom. So you guys keep an eye on that and hit that QR code, man. Go ahead and get some more follows. But I was talking about that. I saw in the very beginning when we started this podcast, we had the same infringement also. Supposedly, I was using an artist's music. We had permission. We were using an app that had a copyright free.
Covered all your bases.
Yes, covered everything, bro. I thought I had everything covered, and we were already climbing. And we had like 300 followers already. And I said, and they kicked me off, and I was like, I was so upset. I wanted to punch a wall so bad, man. I was so upset. And
I was like, man, out of anger, bro.
Yeah, I hear you. See, man, so I kind of took it, like you said, swallowed that pill. And I said, you know, maybe it's something bigger and better along the way. Yeah. So there I go. I make myself another business. I make a business account this time, entertainment-wise. Got the blue check mark for the Chewing New Podcast, all that stuff. And boom, we're done. We're set. We're set, and that's it. And we haven't, knock on wood, burro. We haven't been hit yet. Yeah. But it's hard because you're climbing. I guess it's that term, a bunch of crabs in a barrel, trying to get out, and you get pulled back down.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it felt like. You know, you're trying so hard to get out, and there's always that one person. Wait, no, you can't pass me up.
So I also, like, let me point this out. Raul knows because prior to me being here 2 weeks ago, I was already starting my promotional radio tour y todo eso.
Yeah.
After every radio tour, we hit like 4 radio stations in one day. The one in Victoria, Corpus, Beeville, and Robson, I think.
Right.
And after every interview live, you know, I got to talk to people. Man, I was telling him, it's like every 20 minutes I was going to my page, I already had like 15, 20 requests or new followers.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So, well, it was awesome because that was my old page, right? So what I was saying, like, it was like, man, it was like I was getting people.
Right.
And literally 2 days later, boom, that's like,
genius. Yeah, and it happens. It happens. That happens, man. It's like a roadblock when you're picking up a speed and go, here we go. And then somebody goes, wait. No, you're going too fast. You need to follow the law, mister. You need to follow the law.
I think it's probably done that way by, I don't know. It's the way the world works.
Don't talk about aliens there, buddy.
No. I have a story about that, too.
We'll hear that now, buddy.
But let's focus on music.
Okay? Well, on top of that, you have a 6th annual 2025 Conjunto Puro Conjunto, what was that called again?
Awards. It's a Conjunto Puro Conjunto Awards. I think it was 3-4 days. I was checking my email. This one caught me off guard, Mark. Mm-hmm. Never expected this. I get Raul says, hey, somebody reached out to me. They wanted your email. And he says, check your email. And I checked my email. And he's like, let me be the first to congratulate you. I'm like, what are you talking about, brother? And so I checked my email. And it's just it's the letter letting you know that you've been nominated for a category at these awards.
Wow.
So that alone is like, it's amazing. And yes, I got nominated for Best Songwriter for the 6th Annual Conjunto Puro Conjunto Awards. I want to say thank you to the Conjunto Puro Conjunto Awards team, staff, Mr. Jesse Torres, La Doña Chingona, that's her call sign.
That's a badass name.
La Doña Chingona Vivian Torres and everybody at Conjunto Puro Conjunto, thank you for considering me in that category.
Right.
Now, just like everybody else in that category, they're all pushing their people to vote for them.
Yeah.
I really need my Valley people to come through and vote for Domingo Elias Tercero. under the best songwriter category. That way, si Dios quiere, I can bring another award down to
that. There you go. And right there, if you look at that QR code, guys, if you guys are watching, make sure you like, follow, share, and subscribe. Pass this QR code everywhere. Let's get Domingo there to get that award, man. I really appreciate you guys helping him out, man. He freaked out. He goes, "You got it?" I go, "It's right there."
Crazy.
Dude, sweet.
It was totally crazy that we were able to set up, number one, the QR code for my page.
New page.
I mean, my new page, yeah. So I know through your platform, because you have like 13, 14,000 followers.
Calm down. Let's not pump the chest. It's 15.
That makes me feel good, because hopefully, you know, people will see that eventually, and they'll just scan the QR code.
Yeah, I hope so, man.
And for the voting on the 6th Annual Conjunto Puro Conjunto Awards, you will have to vote each category in order for your voting process. I think there's like 8 categories total.
Okay, all right.
So the other ones, if you don't know the artist, just pick one, and then once you hit my category,
pick me.
I humbly request your vote,
please. And if he does, he'll sing you a song personally to every single one of that voted. Well, I don't know about that.
Pero ahí les encargo, por favor, que voten por Domingo Díaz Tercero, sexto año conjunto por conjunto awards.
And I'll put it up. It'll be on our QR codes. Well, actually, on this video for a whole 30 days. You can catch it on Facebook, or if you want to share it so people can jump on it, or screenshot it and share it with other people so they can vote for Domingo here. You can also find it on our YouTube channel. Also, big shout out to Miss Patricia Garcia. So
that's my mama right there.
Saying, replying to you in the podcast, you a new. Salud. Hello. Thank you.
Mom. Saludos. Love you.
I'm taking care of him, Mom. I'm taking care of him. Okay. Don't worry about it. He's okay.
I'm a mama's,
he's okay.
I'm a mama's boy.
We're going to the bar for this, right?
No, hey, I'm down.
And also a big salud to Ms. Gutierrez right there. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys.
That's a young lady that song that I wrote.
Oh, that's her. There you go. Hey. 15% mina, 15%.
No le digas,
Ahorita manda 15%.
And also the QR code that Mark put up as far as my page, I Les Encargo, guys, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are following Chuanu, if you don't mind, just go scan my page there and follow me. Keep up with everything that I've been doing musically, art, la música que voy a sacar, lo que escribo, any bookings. I think, December we're doing 2 private events.
Yeah, go ahead and mention that. Yeah,
they're private events. So okay. We'll be performing at 2 private events in December.
There you go.
One is a private event. The other one, it'll be in San Benito with Ramon Lucio y Dominantes, a conjunto group. He's doing his, if I'm not mistaken, his 5th annual toy drive event on December 13th. That's anybody can go to that one. It's free. Just show up with an unwrapped, unused toy, and you can stay for the...
That's awesome.
We're not the only ones performing. It's got like, I think, 4 other bands performing.
That's awesome, dude.
So it's
Night of Dancing.
Drive. And talking about Toy Drive, Raul here has his Toy for Tots. Raul, give me the info again. December 12th at the Alamo Event Center.
There you go. All right.
Unfortunately, I'm not able to perform on that one. I was going to perform for Raulito, and I couldn't do it. Conflict, double bookings. But I'll ask... Anybody that follows me, supports me, please follow Raul Cruz. And December 12th, Alamo Event Center, Toy for Tots. Please make it out there. Bring a toy, unwrapped, unused. Stay for dinner. Stay for the music. I think he's going to have a DJ. It's going to be an awesome event.
Awesome.
And try to make it out there.
There you go, man. That's good, man. I'm really looking forward to a lot of these fundraisers that they do for Toys for Tots. Even the food drives also, they're pretty cool, man. I like watching that. I like it when the community comes together and helps each other out, man. Because, you know, like I said, living in the bubble of the RGV, you know, so much stuff that's going outside, we try to keep to ourselves a little bit. You know, we take care of each other as much as we can, you know. So that's the beautiful thing about the Rio Grande Valley. But So since we got all this out of the way, I want to hear this alien encounter thing that you want to talk about, bro.
Wait.
What's going on? Are you Domingo?
Mark, can I talk about my current single that's out?
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Because my mom is on there. So my mom's birthday was November 7th.
All right. Happy belated birthday, mom.
And why did I say this? Because the song that I released I wrote a song for my mom. I started writing it in 2023. She never knew I wrote her a song.
¿Por qué me quitaste el PlayStation?
I started writing it in 23 and I couldn't finish it. So I put it away.
Uh-huh.
And I took it out again in this year, 2025. So I skipped all of 2024, mm-hmm. finished it this year,
there you go.
Recorded it, and I released it November 7th as a gift from me to her.
Oh, there you go.
And so that release date, her birthday, I had a scheduling at Super Tejano 102.1 for an interview.
Okay.
So we called her live from Cabina.
Okay, all right.
We called
all
her,
right,
wish her happy birthday, right, and right. played her song on the radio.
Oh, there you go.
So it was an awesome experience, and it felt amazing to be able to do that for my mom. And now mm-hmm. I told her, Mom, from now on, forever and ever and ever, your song will be infinite. It's in Las Music platforms. Anybody can hear your song. And, of course, I wrote it with my mom in mind. It's for her, but it's also for the mothers out there. Se llama Madrecita, Mi Gran Señora. It's a very good song. People that have listened to it, they really like it. And mm-hmm. I want to tell everybody that's watching that keep a lookout for the music video. We just wrapped it up 2 days ago, or was it yesterday? Or how many days ago? Or 2 days ago? We wrapped the music video 2 days ago. We should have it out here in the next 7 days. You guys get it.
A big shout out to Baby D, True King. What's up? Shout out, Raza.
Hello. Listen, Baby D. Baby. I hear your shirts up here in the wall, Baby D. Ya me dijo Mark que te la quitaron, te encueraron aquí, bro.
Sí, no me quedé. Le digo, here, put this on. Órale, dale, dale, dale.
Yeah, como te he dicho, shout out to Mero Valle. And pues Baby D is a good friend of mine. I usually reach out to Baby D on. I kind of allow you and I stay in touch quite a bit.
Yeah, man. He's a good guy, man. Good guy. We were playing around with him, but when he was here, we were talking about the, reminding me of a Friday about Baby D. We were like, remember those Twinkies? My band motherfuckers coming out. Oh, my gosh, man.
The UFO story that I...
So
it wasn't... because of my background as a private military contractor, I also got to work out in the ocean from Somalia up to India doing the anti-piracy security. I was hired as a team leader for a team, and we would be on these vessels trying to keep the Somali pirates from hijacking these
vessels. Right, right, right.
So when you're out there, each way, you call it a transit, each transit mm-hmm. will go from Africa all the way to India, all the way to the tip of India down there. It's called Tuticorin, India.
Mm-hmm.
And each direction will take 7 to 10 days, depending.
Jesus Christ.
So 7, 10 days out in the ocean.
Right.
7, 10 days. And when we would do our rounds, I remember it was like 3 a.m. I was on the bridge, and then I would do my rounds through this whole vessel. And right. when you're out in the ocean, brother, the sky is so beautiful. It's so clear, right?
Of course, yeah.
And this is what happened. When I looked up one of those, when I was doing a patrol, I saw three white, like, those fear lights, but it was three of them, and they weren't attached. Era uno aquí, another one here, and another one here. So
it's always the triangle.
They made a triangle. No, and so I'm looking, but as they did a triangle, and as they're flying, so keep in mind they're flying, right? Because and I'm down here looking up.
Right.
As they're flying at a triangle, then they do the boom, but they're not attached, and they invert it, and then they do this, and they do a line, and then they do like in a
what
like,
the hell?
The speed was it wasn't like a human made. Gadget or
right,
or anything.
No drone or anything like that. Nah, yeah,
but no, estaba en que la madre, bro. Like, hi, it wasn't so. When I saw it, three same size, total dimensions, everything, and their That's movement nuts. Was same amount of space in between, like, right. it was so perfect. I'm like, I just saw, so fast forward like a year later, I'm back in the States, mm-hmm. and on the news, they were posting it on social media how. A family in Nebraska or something,
mm-hmm.
and they took a picture. It was the same three, those three same lights that I saw.
Jesus, that's nuts, man.
It was like a year later, right? So that wasn't a close encounter, but it was something that wasn't normal.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. You know, and it's funny because we've had guests come in beforehand. It was a long one, the old studio. My brother and I were doing an interview with these two guys, and they were telling us a story in hand about what happened to one of the guys there. He saw something in the sky and it flashed a light on him. And then that was it. Everything went back to normal. And the same thing happened to my little brother at a younger age. And it was weird because we were young. I think he was only, I'm not gonna if I'm wrong, correct me, Quez. I think he was maybe 13 at the time. I was already in my early 20s, and they were outside throwing the football, playing football outside. Now, and I just happened to go out there to go watch him play, and at one point he's like, he caught the ball and he just froze for like not even 2 seconds, and then he came back. And then we're like, okay, that's weird. We're like, whatever. And he goes, dude, didn't you see that light? Or what light, bro?
So he saw.
He saw, like,
but no one else.
No one else did. Like, you didn't see that light, dude? He goes, what light? Dude, a flash of light came down from the sky. I literally was looking at it for a while, and then it just turned off. I go, bro, it was not even up 2 seconds, and you were just frozen there, and then that was it.
And how long did it feel to him, though?
To him, it felt like an eternity. It felt like at least 2 to 3 minutes.
Holy.
And we were there, like, dude, it was like 2 seconds, a second that happened, bro.
Quantum
physics. Yeah. Yeah, and okay. And I tell you, bro, did you get probed? I go, he goes, no, you didn't get that crap. Yeah, he didn't shit for about a week. But yeah, dude, it's crazy, and we've had a couple of guests that have been conspirators also that talk about that, and you know, but there's so much stuff on social media now, TikTok,
really kept up with that A1 or A31. You haven't? It's all over the news, man.
Talk to me.
It's a bit. You can Google it. It's A1 or A31. That's what they named it, and it's a big.
Oh, some sort of like a space rock,
big asteroid rock. But they think it could be a spaceship because of the way it moves. It slows down. It speeds up. Moves. It at times that it makes it releases some sort of light, and then they see that it pulsates in certain areas.
Right.
So they don't think it's just an asteroid. They actually think it's like some sort of alien ship moving through, covered in these rock.
Right. Well, I'm gonna look at the camera now, personally, guys. If you're if extraterrestrials are watching, I would love to have you as a guest on the Chewy New Pod. I will make room for you to be on the podcast. and you can take Chew with you. It's fine. Take him for experiments, bro.
Go ahead and probe him.
And you can probe, do whatever you want. But I need him back on Thursdays. But yeah, man, it freaks me out, man, with all this weird stuff. Now, here's a question for you, bro. Here's being a writing artist and stuff, and I'm pretty sure you've been tossed this question off or not, and it's probably gonna get a rise out of you. You probably come to an understanding. Where do you sit as far as music AI? As writing AI,
bro.
Talk to me.
Okay, so I did a post. I was obviously on my old page. I've had people around me that they consider themselves composers de música.
Mm-hmm.
And they've admitted to me that they have AI write their songs. So AI writes their music, and they say that they're the composers, that they wrote it.
Right.
Now, I had this argument with my brother. Because to me, it's not upsetting, but I don't consider them. You know how long it takes me to write? Sometimes, yeah, that one song was like an hour, hour and a half.
Right.
And chingas, focus.
Right.
And then my mom took me almost 2 years. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
It takes time for me to write something. But not only that, it's from here.
From the heart.
From here.
Yeah.
You know, now my brother said, well, it's still theirs. They used AI to their advantage. They just put in a couple of thoughts and AI did the whole thing. And technically, it's a work they did by inputting their thought
information
or their certain things out there. But they didn't put no time, effort, sweat, or anything to create that.
Right.
So now I will say this. I think the future of songwriting, I'm going to add this, that these real famous artists are already doing that, using AI to write their music.
Right,
but they know they have the money, and their record labels are, I think, a lot better uncovering that part up, right?
Right.
So I think that's already happening, and I also think that's the future of people are just going to say, oh, I wrote this song, or I use AI to write this song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny you brought that up, because in my band, I write my music. But one of my guys says, hey, I wrote this song and I put it through AI, and this is what it gave me. It gave me 3 different ways with arrangements. Les dije, right, don't even show it to me and don't even tell me the AI, because I don't want to even remotely, when I'm tired or exhausted, get tempted to use it.
Right.
I said, don't tell me the name. Don't show me the link. I don't care to know.
Right.
And even when it goes through my page, sometimes those AI things,
I just swipe through.
I don't want to ever get tempted and going that route and using AI to write my music, because I feel that I'm cheating the people.
Exactly.
For me personally.
Well, I mean, songwriting itself, it's an art. It's a slowly dying art. I know a lot of people who, same, you say, they use a lot of AI. There's some that have writer's block. Myself personally, I can't write for shit. I can write music, but I can't write lyrics. And sometimes I get frustrated, even though the AI looks very tempting to use, I still try to buckle down and try to write everything down as much as I can and try to rephrase and reword the words I want the way they want to come out. Writing music, simple. I can hear it. If something sparks in my head, I'm actually putting music together ASAP real quick.
Wow.
I can do that. But when it comes to lyric writing, nah, you got me beat. That's my kryptonite. I cannot do it.
But you said block? Is this
writer's block?
Writer's block, which I've heard.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you go use AI. Just wait. Don't force it. Don't push it. Put it away. Put, like I did with my mom, I couldn't finish it. I started in 2023 and I finished it in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't, and I didn't want to force it. I didn't want to just make up lyrics like that weren't going to fit. So I put it to the side. Now, I know I was going to tell you something. Oh, there's this real, I got to meet this guy. He reached out to me. He's from the Valley, from Mission. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, I like your style, the way you sing, and I write music, and he sent me a song.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and it hasn't been out. He says, I want you to sing my song.
Right.
And then he sends me another one, like, and not in a bad way.
Right.
And then the first thing that went through my mind, this guy's using AI.
Right.
To where I reached out, and we've gotten to know each other later. Mm-hmm. When you're in town, I would like to sit down and talk to you, I told him.
Right.
Because I never brought up the fact that I think you're doing it.
Right, AI. Right.
I wanted to bring it up in person.
Right.
So he, because he works in the oil field, so he ended up coming. He was his rotation R&R to come home.
Mm-hmm.
We touched bases. He came to the house because I like to meet and know the person.
Right.
And we're talking, and then I tell him at the end of the conversation, hit up, bro, sin ofenderte. Another reason I wanted to meet you in person because I wanted to see how you react to what I'm about to say. Did you use AI in any of your songs? Not to offend you.
Right.
They're so good, bro. They're badass, and you're sending me one after the other.
Right.
And with the arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, pienses así. Like, I believe he doesn't.
Right.
At the end of the day, after what we discussed, I felt comfortable inside knowing that he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this to you. I will not do anybody's songs that have gone through AI.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, can somebody come to me and say, I wrote this song and not tell me AI did it? Of course.
Right.
But if I feel or have any type of hunch that it was done through AI, con todo respeto,
mm-hmm.
at least at this point, I cannot do it because I feel like I'm cheating the people.
Right.
No puedo. Right. And I hope anybody that uses AI to write music, don't get offended. That's just me, my personal opinion, my personal way of thinking. I feel that you're not writing your music.
You're not putting your whole heart into it, pretty much, is what you're trying to say. He's like, when it's written, handwritten, or typed into a PC, whatever, however you ever write down your lyrics. I think it's more intimate when you write it in a notepad. You're by yourself, secluded with a pencil, and you're just going and writing and writing and writing. It can be a series of thoughts. It can be a series of phrases. And you all of a sudden, you say, you know what? This works with this. You start mix-matching the words, and you start rearranging it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to sit there and write a bunch of shitload of words and brainstorm and go, what would go with this? What would go with that? This sounds kind of corny. This sounds really good, but what's going to go after that? You got to really sit down and buckle down and concentrate. It's everything from now, from what was back in the day of music writing, lyric writing. I think
actual art. I call it actual art. Back in the, I'm not saying it isn't now, but that's more commercial. Everything is so simple.
Everybody wants it fast.
Yeah.
Everybody wants everything now. I want it now. It should have been done yesterday. And it takes the feeling like these great songs that were written through our time. It could be rock. Mm-hmm. It could be Spanish music. It could be country. They're great music writing, And that art is slowly fading away. And it's sad. Exactly.
They don't want the struggle.
Exactly.
The struggle is what makes it so much better and sweeter.
Exactly.
the one thing I wanted to tell you, like me as a writer, I don't play an instrument, right? So the way you hear the songs,
your vocals an instrument, homie. Yeah. I always remember that.
Thank you for saying that, because I'll bring something else up. But what I wanted to say is, when I write singing. So the way my songs are out, mm-hmm. that's the way I sang them when I wrote them.
Right.
So todas las canciones que he sacado ya las he cantado así. So I tell the guys, I'm not gonna change the way I'm singing what I just wrote. You guys have to make the arrangement
yes. around me. Holy crap, bro. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know, but I said, I am not going to change what I'm singing, because this is the way I have it here.
Right.
And I'm singing this new song the way I guess this is the way I'm going to sing
yes.
it.
Yes.
And you guys have to adapt to the way I'm singing it. You guys are the chingones on instruments. Make magic.
Right. Around
the way I'm singing and when my pitches are going, where I'm bringing down the tone to where I'm speeding up.
Right.
It's up to you to.
You see, you got people that could do that. You got some hardcore musicians, man.
Shout out to Nehemias Corona. Nehemias, he plays the accordion. His brother, Jaimito, plays the electric bass. And then we have Seren on the bajo. But Nehemias has been helping me, and he's been on board with my project the last 3.5 months. And he is a musical genius,
bro. Yeah. Yeah, you need people like that in your corner, bro.
He's a musical genius, and he has understand the way I think as far as when I write.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't even, he knows what's going to happen.
Right.
Do it. And I'm so grateful for those guys, man.
Yeah, and I've been in bands where, you know that, okay, this guy's going to do this section. Okay, I know what he's going to do here. I'm going to follow over here. Yeah. I know where, how it's all going to collide, you know, but you know each other. You know where your drops and where your pickups and where your slowdowns and how to bleed. Where's the chorus? Where's the bridge? You know. And if people are watching, what the hell are you talking about? If you're not a musician,
even when I would write music, you know, sabía que el puente or the bridge, that's the instrumental breakdown in
yes,
the middle.
Yes.
But now when I type out my songs,
yeah,
I le pongo bridge, puente / puente, both English and Spanish.
Yeah.
And I was going to bring up the man, Frank. He plays the drum, Frank Sanchez.
Uh-huh.
So Frank has understood through Nemo. When Nemo does the arrangements, Nemo just tells him a few things, and Frank, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm going to tell you another amazing thing that I really love about these guys is now I told them when we do a rehearsal,
mm-hmm.
if I wrote a song, I tell them once we do our set list, we will stop right there. I'm going to sing the song that I just wrote a couple days ago, because they're so calientes with instruments.
Yeah.
And each one of them starts doing their own thing, and then it starts meshing.
Yes,
bro.
Yes.
In the spot, bro. Yes. They both start, they're going off what I'm singing.
That's a session. Boom, that's boom, a brainstorm.
Boom, 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 and boom.
Yeah.
And everything comes together. It's like, what the heck?
It's so relieving to have guests. And I think Chu sometimes gets upset because I know my buddy, he's really into interviews, but when it comes to musicians, I interview musicians, bro.
Feels amazing.
It's just, we know the lingo. We know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
And to hear that saying that, I've experienced that with bands that I've played before, yeah. especially with the original bands to play with, you know, writing the music and then having the singer come, hey, I wrote this. This is the way I hear it. And he starts singing it. And at the time, it was my cousin and I, we would go with our acoustic setup. And we would just follow along and try to find it. And sure enough, boom, we got it. We call the bass player. This is what it is. Call the drummer. See, file yeah. this. And it just, boom.
And it just,
it's ready. Here
it's
it is.
Like all these, like you're in a lab.
Yeah.
And you're putting all these things together like a scientist. Oh, yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
You just found cure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And when you said like your vocals are an instrument, that reminded me when I go to the studio, my studio producer, big shout out to Jesus Chu Vivian from Aloe Recording Studio who follows you. I remember the last time we were at the studio with my guys, and they're so talented, Mickey. They're like, man, I wish I could just wake up one day and be just as talented as you guys. He says, bro, not everybody can write and sing. Bro.
Exactly.
You're talented. You are talented.
Exactly.
And that made me feel so good. Man.
Yeah, man, that's what it is.
I feel that I'm the one that brings the least to the group.
No, you'd be surprised.
That's how I feel, given that it's Domingo Elias Tercero, but I feel I'm the one that brings the least, even though it's my music that I wrote, my songs, my lyrics. And I already, it's like I'm already giving them the pitch and the tones because I'm singing it.
Right.
They're just doing the magic.
Right, right.
That I can't. But
Your personal AI.
Personal
AI.
But there's never going to be anything better than humans doing
it. Yeah, exactly.
Because humans understand emotion.
Exactly.
AI computer doesn't.
Yeah.
At least not yet.
No, let's not go that far. But we're about an hour and 3 minutes in the podcast, and it's going great. I love talking to local artists, musicians, man, because the lingo between two musicians, Time flies
because it feels good.
It feels awesome, bro. But before we jump off the air, social medias that we can catch you on, everything. I know, I'm going to go and put you on the screen right now. I'm going to put that QR code again. Everywhere they can follow.
Right there.
Huh?
Right there, right?
Yeah, that's it right there.
All of you are guys, ladies and gentlemen, just my TikTok, my YouTube is Domingo Elias Tercero 30. Domingo Elias Tercero 30. My Spotify, all my music is in all your, all my songs that I've released are in your favorite music digital platforms, whatever it is you use. Domingo Elias Tercero, look me up. Now on this one, because the QR code is right up there. Scan it and follow me. Back to YouTube. I have my YouTube/Vivo channel that my distributor created, my distribution team up in Dallas created. So if you want to watch my official music videos, go to my YouTube/Vivo, which is Domingo Elias Tercero. Also, if you have a quinceañera, a wedding, a posada, a Christmas party coming up that you would like to book Domingo Elias Tercero, we have December 20th open, which is the Saturday, I believe. Reach out to me directly here, and we'll give you guys papangos, all my originals. Those of you that had followed me, La Noche Perfecta, that was a big fan favorite. We did it Domingo Elias Tercero sets on all the music platforms. Me Desperté Llorando, those cumbias. Just call me. We'll work something out, and you'll have us for your, you know, private parties, events.
Yeah, and also on top of that, guys, don't forget the most important one right here, vote. Vote, get on that QR code, click on that bad boy, look for this gentleman right here, and click on his name, see if we can get him a winner. Help me bring that trophy home, baby.
Yeah, help me bring another recognition to the Rio Grande Valley. Let the people up there know that we got good talent down here.
Yeah, exactly.
But before we go, I also want to say thank you to you guys for having me. You know, once we get going, you feel comfortable, you're como camaradas, you know, where everything feels cool. And I appreciate you opening up your doors and your platform for people to know who I am.
Yeah, no, not a problem, man. That's what we're here for. Like I said before, when we talked in the very beginning, and I've said this 100 times on the pod, is that this podcast is a platform to not only help you recognize the valley, but also help out that local artist. You know, sometimes you don't have the expenses to go out and get on radio stations. Sometimes you don't have the expense to get on TV. Sometimes you got expense to, I don't even do the newspapers anymore. If they do, they still do. I don't know, or magazines. But I mean, platforms like this, I tell a lot of local artists, spread the word, man. I mean, they want to be recognized. Hit us up. And I'm not the only podcast out here, guys. There's a radio station next door with a Triple B. They're great guys also. They do a top 10 on Mixcloud. Hit them up. They got a great, great platform on Mixcloud. They got some great episodes out there. They're always joking around. If you like that, couple of guys at a bar just shooting the shit and playing good music, that's the podcast you want to hear too. And there's other podcasts in the RGV that are great too. You got the 9.56 boys that are out there, ADV boys. You got Fred's House, and just to name a couple. There's a great amount of platforms here in the RGV to jump on and push all your material, man. I know everybody reaches out to us. I'm going to take credit for myself on this. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I know I push this podcast as much as I can every single day, 24/7. Network. Go out to talk to people. Get promotional posters. Have caps for sale so you guys can follow. All that good stuff, man. It takes work. If you want to build an empire, you need to work on it. You know, you can't just say you're going to buy the top end $1 million equipment and do 5 episodes and say, you know what, I'm done. It's not working.
No,
it doesn't take one day to build Rome, my friend. You know, you got to work at it.
And to add with that, even as an artist like myself, man, you got to be persistent and consistent.
Yes.
You know, there's times where, like, I ask him, what am I trying to do with this? And right now I don't even question that. I know, with my guys, we have something special.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Before I get off the mic here, I want to give a big shout out to my official sponsor, Evolved Energy, Mr. Nathaniel and Crystal Johnson. Thank you both for being with me for the last 5 months, having my back and supporting me. You know, they live in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel got in touch with me because he saw the connection of me and his son being a veteran with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Never met me, and he ended up helping me financially until this day. If I have an issue where I don't have enough funds for making a music video or paying my studio producer to make sure I get, all I do is reach out to them, and they don't question anything, man.
That's awesome.
They help me with the kindest man of their heart. You know, right, it's hard to find people like that.
Yeah.
And with that, the only thing I can do to repay them is if you have a business, what they do is they're a broker for like power energy, like mm-hmm. electric companies. Mm-hmm. 99, and I say this not because they're my sponsors, 99% of the time they can give you a way lower rate than what you have. So you're saving money in your pockets. They don't ask anything in return.
There you go.
Evolved Energy, look them up. They, if you have a business, commercial business, and you feel your electric rates are too high, just give them an opportunity. They won't take anything. They won't do anything unless you approve it and you're happy with what they're going to show you.
That's an awesome shout
out,
man.
They do lower cost.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Thank you to Evolved Energy. Thank you to all of you guys for paying attention to this podcast, following, listening, watching. Y pues que Dios me los cuide. Gracias a ti, bro.
Last but not least, man, one thing I want to say before we sign off. I want to say thank you, first of all, for reaching out to us. I know it's just me today, but it's a pleasure, man, to meet you personally.
I can take this seat.
Yeah, you can take the seat. Sorry, Chu, you've been replaced. We're getting a photo op. Getting a photo up here. Hold on. You see, the deal's done. Sorry, Chu, you're gone. And there you go. But, what you're doing, bro, you're right now, your dad is watching you. He's looking down. He goes, Mijo's doing the dream he wants to do. He's taking advantage as much as he can to do what he needs to do to get big, and he's on his way. Like I said, every career starts with a small hiccup, and you just got to keep seeing. There's going to be rough patches. You got to see it through, and you can't give up. When you get pushed down, you got to get back up and hit it again. So many times until that day comes where you say, you know what, bro, I've been doing this for 15 years. Yeah. I think I got enough material out there to leave behind for those who want to remember me. I'm going to sit back, relax, and I'm going to help the newcomers a little bit and push them up. But as far as right now, you got a bright future, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Keep punching out as many hits as you can, and hopefully you win this award up there, man. And all I say is God bless you, man, and may God be with you everywhere you go, man.
All right, man. Guys, keep a lookout for my new music. Every month, every 4 to 6 months, I have a single, brand new one, original.
There you go.
I got enough songs
There you go. For me, you heard that? He said my name. Oof.
For a while.
That's close. That was close. Hey, I'll take it.
You play the electric bass. Maybe you can help me out.
15%. 15%.
You can help me out, bro.
Don't ask, man. I hung that a long time ago. Yes. Hung it up a long time ago, but I could still ride a bike right now. But no, thank you so much, bro. I appreciate you coming by, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for the night. I really appreciate you guys coming out on a Thursday night. And those of you watching, I know there are a couple of you watching in Fresco right now. If that's escondido en el cruzado, ano, tomando un botella en el bar, what is the way? He's missing all the fiesta out here, and he's over there doing it. Ahorita voy, bro. Ahorita voy para allá. Don't worry about it. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I appreciate every single one of you. Thanksgiving is around the corner. We have one more episode before Thanksgiving. It's going to be on this Tuesday coming up with Eric Shadows, the Wolf King wrestler. We haven't talked in a minute, bro. We haven't seen him since we had the old podcast. So he'll be here next week on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Unfortunately, that ugly thing will be here again. Onazio asked for a Christmas miracle, and he might not be here. Other than that, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And like always, guys, latest gators, peace out.